Because the 0.9x80 is used so frequently in coronary cases, and being your workhorse ALCA catheter here, you are going to be downsized quite a bit using the 0.9x80. In coronaries, typically you'll be downsized by about 2 to 3 sizes. So when you do that, the luminal gain is not going to be as prominent as if you had used, say, a 1.7 or 2.0 ALCA catheter. What you want to do is set this expectation appropriately with your physician upfront. So, hey doctor, we're using a 0.9x80 here. It's a great catheter, but it's undersized quite a bit in this vessel. You're not going to see as much luminal gain because it is a smaller catheter. One pass of the 0.980 typically will give you the lumen, the size of the catheter, so about 1 millimeters. So remember that with every pass, with additional passes made on the 0.9x80, and also an increase in settings here, we're going to be able to debulk more, and we're going to be weakening the molecular bonds and modifying that lesion morphology even more. So all of this is going to allow for better balloon and stent delivery and optimized stent apposition. So making multiple passes is even more important in the coronaries because we are going to be undersized with a 0.9x80 catheter. So we really want to take make the most out of the advantage of debulking and vaporizing the tissue by multiple passes.